What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, and the other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is y'all first time tuning in, we appreciate it. It's a podcast where you got two black men talking about the issues and subjects of today, whether it's love, marriage, fatherhood, brotherhood, current events or not current events, whatever it may be. That's what we're going to talk about, and it's health, coming from the horse's mouth. Health, all of it.
Vasectomies, all that.
Yeah, stuff. Getting it in with the wives. Hey, so thank y'all for tuning in. So, Goose, we flying with Goose this week?
Yeah, man, y'all flying with me this week, man.
This is turning into a whole segment because Goose be traveling, so he got some flight stories.
I don't.
Let's hear it.
I ain't have any quarrels with any patrons. It was just with the airline. 30 minutes before we're taking off to go to the, leaving the house to go to the airport, they cancel our flight. So we're supposed to get there the day before, like, well, actually the day of, but it's like 5 a.m. The show is at 7:00. So we get there at 5, check in, and we can rest all the way up to the show, and I can also get to the show early because I walk the club with security and I set up all the merch, so I get there an hour beforehand, make sure everything's good, talk to the DJ, hey, they come in on this point, they want the light at this time, everything straight, everything straight. So when Kev and the other
quarterbacking
comedian,
boy,
you know. Got to earn my keep. I got to earn my keep, Ryan. You know what I'm saying? Nepotism only take you so far. You got to earn your keep. All right. So anyway, we're supposed to leave at 10:30. Get there around 5 a.m., 6 a.m. At 9:45, Delta's like, your flight's canceled. We're going to book you on the next flight out. The next flight out was at 6:30 a.m. and it wasn't a straight shot, it was a layover, and instead of getting to the venue, instead of getting where we need to be at, instead of getting there at 5 to 6 a.m. We got there at 5 p.m.
God dang, what time the show start?
Show starts at 7.
That was that book club stuff we was doing. God, that's awful.
I had no time to prepare. Literally, we got to the hotel, went upstairs, washed my balls, and went back out to go set up merch. And I'm telling you, sleep on the plane isn't real sleep. You don't wake up refreshed. You know what I'm saying? You don't, that was good. No. My shoulder was like a little stiff, crick in my neck. Now I'm lugging the merch up here. I can't really.
Bags.
People show up and they're like, y'all ready? Y'all ready? Like, ma'am, I just got here. I can't, like, give me some time. Give me some, whatever. So.
You got to hold it together because it ain't their fault.
Yeah,
but
man.
You probably got short fuse. I know.
And they don't say nothing. They just sit at the table like.
Yeah.
You look up. Oh, hey, how you doing? So Delta dropped the ball on that on this weekend. That's the only airline I really like flying because of the Sky Miles or whatever.
Yeah.
But they dropped the ball. But they did give us 7,500 points or whatever.
Okay.
For the inconvenience. Yeah. I wanted 75,000.
Right.
But yeah, 75.
That would have been much better. Yeah, Delta, they do, out of all the airlines, because that's also who we fly mostly to, they seem like they try to compensate for, you know, when they mess up, especially when you got a certain status. They'll definitely try to help you out.
Oh, yeah. They be out there waiting on Kev on flights that we might miss or we're late for. They had that Porsche sitting out on the runway.
Yeah.
Mr. Frederick, oh, Mr. Frederick, come on, we going. Yeah. We follow right behind. Yeah, we with it.
We Mr. Frederick's too. Yeah, with Angel, I don't care if she's in first class or not. It was last time we flew, we was in back in coach, because I'm like, we ain't getting no first class for all these kids, our whole family.
Yeah.
And they came back there. I guess they know who's on the flight, and it's always one of the flight attendants always come up to Angel or me. It's like, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Tanksley, for flying with us, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We appreciate your business. Yeah.
But that was some bull, but we got through it. Man, it was tough. And not getting there early enough because I like being prepped and everything running smooth.
Yeah, that makes everything better. Yeah. You ain't rushing.
Yeah, but it was all right. I want to give a shout out to everybody that showed up to these shows. Man, they were buying merch.
Uh-huh. Your merch?
Oh, they bought your boy merch.
If y'all showing up to these shows, these Goose got merch there, underwrapped.
These underwrapped sweaters, quality. You know what I'm saying? If anybody bought one that's listening, whatever, you can post down there their quality.
The quality is dope. Yeah, it's, actually, I bought one. I don't like wearing sweatshirts. This kind of shirt, it's something about them. I don't know. It's I just don't like. I never did like how they feel.
Yeah.
I can wear a long sleeve, but like the sweatshirts, I don't know what it is. But I did buy one. I'm gonna wear it. I haven't yet. I do want to give a shout out to. And every week we record, and I forget. There's somebody that I noticed.
Yep.
That time, I know exactly time tags our episodes. Hold on real quick. And I always forget. And I was like, how long has this person been doing this? And apparently been doing it for quite a long time. I want to thank Stony Face Entertainment. You are greatly appreciated. I know a lot of people watching the show or people that go to the comments, like myself, they they like to know what. You know what I'm saying?
You just skip ahead, ain't?
Yeah, some people like to do that. You know, if that's what you want to do, so be it. But yeah, we appreciate you, Stony Face Entertainment. Your hard work has not gone unnoticed. So I remember
you was a manager back in the day, weren't you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, that's that. Giving your employees recognition.
Ain't no employee.
So they don't quit on you like, hey, I want Eric.
Yeah, I know.
I recognize what you're doing there, boy.
Look, y'all ain't work for me. Y'all work for the man. But
please don't call out, goddamn.
So I remember we did, y'all know, I got two things, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks about how much me and Goose are alike. So I just want to see. Y'all know we did an episode with Gin and Juice. And that's when we brought up the Farrer, the dudes cleaning the hooves. And and you had, strangely enough, both been watching
videos. Been watching the same video.
Well, I've been getting into these other videos. It's another video.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude, he be getting millions of views. And I can't stop watching these things. It's not for the faint of heart, though. But this dude, he's basically an exterminator.
Yep.
He trains dogs, minks, and sometimes lizards to hunt and kill rats. And he goes to these rat infested farms. They hire him.
What?
He's got like five or six dogs.
And
he's got basically a mink, a ferret, and a weasel. Mink and a weasel, I think, is the same exact animal.
Okay.
Ferrets, if you know what a ferret is, it's like a cousin. It's basically a very similar to one of those, except minks are, and I think minks and weasels are black or brown, like dark brown. Anyway,
I don't know.
You've seen people have a ferret for a pet.
Yeah.
Like, these things are, like, scary intelligent.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, they long, got long tails. He'll send these minks in to scare out the rats or to go in. And sometimes they kill rats. Sometimes these rats are, like, the same size as these minks. And they, like, catch on to it, kill it. And then, you know, just the mink being in there will scare out the rats. And then these dogs are, like, lightning fast. He's got one of them is a little pit. The other two look like Jack Russells or, like, all the dogs are black except for, I know the dog's name, except for Bendy. Bendy is a pit bull. But he's got, what's that other, the Gypsy? Gypsy is, like, a little black dog. His dog is vicious. They be going after these rats.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how they work as a team.
Mm.
The animals literally work as a team. And like sometimes they'll go for the same rat and grab it and play tug of war. Then the one will see that you got it. All right, I'm going to go back and get some more.
Yeah.
This dude be catching like 1,500 rats at a time.
In the where at? In New York or something?
No, it's on farms. It's on random farms. I don't know what state. I can't remember what state he's in. It's like John or Joseph Carter, the mink man, or something like that. It was one video. I don't know if it's the same guy. They had actually trained this. I don't know what kind of lizard it was, but it was lizards. And these things, it was going down in there and chasing. One rat ran up the side of, like, between a fence and a building, and he chased it, grabbed it, killed it, dropped it, went back and get another.
A lizard.
I don't know what kind of person you got to be to think, I'm going to train animals to kill. I mean, apparently it's a necessary necessity. And
low overhead.
Yeah, he ain't got for real. You got dog food and mink
what
food
a lizard
or whatever
eat?
They eat.
Insects?
Minks eat everything.
No, I'm
they
talking about
like
the lizard.
Oh, the lizard. I don't know, probably.
Yeah, I thought lizards just eat. What they doing killing rats?
Yeah.
That's wild.
But they apparently it's like more humane than poison or traps, because you know you poison an animal and it's like it dies slowly.
What's wrong with the traps though?
Traps, a lot of times traps don't work the way they should. Like you know how it like snaps on the neck is supposed to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it catches the body or a limb. You know what I'm saying? They get stuck, sitting there dying for days, to where you know one of these, the dog or the mink catch it, it's gonna die in a couple seconds.
Yeah, go ahead and give them that excruciating pain just for
a couple seconds versus you know like, 3-4 days.
He gonna snap his neck.
Yeah. The dogs be catching it.
I'm gonna go watch this now.
No, it was this one video. This little gypsy, one of the little dogs, he was up under there, and you just seen his tail going. You just see his body moving. He's literally catching rats, killing them. It was like a whole cave of them. So they finally get the dog to come out. This dude, they be grabbing these rats with bare hands, just catch them and, hey, I don't know. Anyway, he went in there and was just pulling out one after another. Just dead rat. Anyway, so yeah, so he's like farms and they like rat infested. You know, they got all this equipment laying around. So they start moving stuff and rats is running out and the dogs will run after it. The mink will run out. Yeah, it's crazy. See, so as I was like, if Goose is watching this, something's weird.
Oh, no, I haven't seen this one. No. But I'm about to. I will watch something like that because I'm watching stuff.
I know
similar
you would. That's
that.
Why I was like, yeah. It probably came from all the animal stuff. Ever since the hoof cleaning, all the animal stuff comes to me. So I was like, I wonder if Goose is watching this.
Yeah, man. I'm about to start. That sounds like a good Netflix special.
But I'm not, like, I'm used to dogs. Like, I have my cane Corso that I had. This food was, our first house that we was in, we always had, it was a season where rats would just come through the neighborhood. Like, I think it was fall, like right before it got cold or, you know, California cold. It's still cold. I got people out here from Baltimore right now. They like, this is different.
This
it's
is
cold.
Crazy.
It'd be getting cold out here. But anyway, he would kill usually like 3 or 4 rats a year. Like, I had a neighbor that had a BB gun. He's retired. He would just sit in his backyard. They'll run on top of the fence. He called me at work one day. Oh, yeah, I got one. He said, I missed, and it jumped over in your yard, and I heard your dog. He said, I just letting you know. I don't know what happened to you. I looked over the fence, and he didn't look like he wanted me over there.
Yeah.
So I came home, and I had this rope. I used to play tug of war with him, right? So I go back there, and he'd bring me the rope. And I went back there, and he went and threw the rope up. And I go to pick it up. It wasn't a rope. It was a rat.
Oh, dang.
Backyard was messed up. Dumpsters turned over. I don't know how long he was chasing this thing. But, yeah.
I cannot deal.
The mink man.
With rats. Mice. And I'm a manly man.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you see one of them.
Man. I would jump. Hey, boy. I'd jump. Now, if my wife and kids around, I got to hold it in. But in reality, inside, if you could see how I'm like, man, how they be calling me to come get bugs.
Where is it? Yeah.
Inside, I'm like, oh, shit.
Hey, that's the life of a father, though. Man. You can't act scared.
You can't act scared.
Okay,
scared
how scared you
hell.
Are.
Be scared. Be
man.
Scared as hell. Oh man, my baby think I ain't scared of nothing, but I'd be scared as hell.
So something else I found out we got in common.
What's that?
Yeah, I see you took yours a little further than I did, but
what? Stay there like that, ain't making moves like Curry.
Hey, hey, hold up.
Yay, yay.
So we was talking, I'm going to tell you where this conversation came from. Okay. Hold up. I'm still playing, y'all. Ooh, I be getting mad. So, in case y'all can't tell, that's a full video that Goose shot.
Oh, man.
He on a skyscraper with helicopters. Yeah, please. That's drug money right there. So, check this out. We was talking yesterday. And I don't know, one of the things they was talking about, what was it? You know, SWV and Escape about to go on this tour.
Yep.
And then it was some licensing with something else. And, you know, how people, you know, the Robin Thicke and the Marvin Gaye thing where, you know, so they artists get inspired by other people's music. But instead of it being inspiration, they say, oh, it's stolen.
Yeah.
Then I was like, how do you get around that even with lyrics?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, they said that in this song. I'm like, well, how you not use the same words? You know what I'm saying? So, and then I talked about how I used to, me and my boys, I had a tablet, like a thick tablet, full of verses and songs that we wrote. Because we used to freestyle, rap, record music and stuff, right? So I was telling about that, and I was like, I remember there was a song we done, and, you know, we had already had it recorded. It is in my tablet, you know, my verse and everything. And this is back when, like, Rough Riders was doing their thing.
Yep.
And Drag On had two songs. And, like, out of those two songs, he had a verse in each song. It looked like it was taken directly out of my tablet, like what he was saying. I was like, I showed my boys. I said, listen to that. I was like, how did that happen? Because everybody's doing, you know what I'm saying? It just happened. I know he didn't steal my music.
Yeah.
Drag On don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. Never did. Never will. But it's like that it happened. So I couldn't imagine if you were an artist or even a comedian, you do or say something, and it's like the same joke or the same verse or the same whatever it might, not the verse verbatim, but if it sounds similar, sometimes that stuff happens.
Yeah.
And then they was like, Goose used to rap? I was like, what? I was like, yeah. I was like, of course he did, because I used to. And then they played this. I said, oh, hold on, I ain't shot no music video.
We used to go strong with that, man. Go to the booty club every night, paying these DJs, going to the radio station.
To put your music on?
Oh, man, they 25K. We'll play it. What? What?
You strong on them?
Man, I wish I would see you out here in these streets. But 25K to play your song, all type of just craziness, but... I should have been buying real estate. We talk about that. I did not.
He knew I was going to do that.
Oh, what you got going on over there? Instead of moving, I move like an old man. Yeah. Stay in there like Nike. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
That's a little Goose with hair. I'm going to put the link to it. You want to put the link to it in the...
Is there a link to that?
I don't know. Cam sent it to me, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think it's off of YouTube now, man. Because I ain't want no smoke in these streets. We talking about rappers. That boy.
Hold on. We ain't leaving this.
We ain't leaving this? Okay, go ahead.
You want to do a song with a video talking about being fathers?
Oh, we can make.
Me and you.
We can make on Father's Day. We just have a video. A whole jumping out the Mustang. Yeah. Yeah, y'all know what
Pacifiers.
It is.
Pacifiers. You know what it is. Daddy's over it. Here.
Yeah. Straight out the horse's mouth. Let's get it.
Oh, that's funny as hell. Anyway, these rappers,
man. We all got pass, y'all. We all got a pass, y'all. Okay. And back, these rappers. Takashi?
Oh, you talking about that? Yeah.
I said it right. Takashi 6ix9ine. Yes. This man went to not like an Equinox or a Gold's Gym or something extravagant. You know what I'm saying? I think he was at a 24-hour or Planet Fitness. Uh-huh. And they jump him in the bathroom. This man got one of the 1950 pair of basketball shorts on. And I don't know why he's working out in this stuff. But anyway, this guy gets caught in the steam room. And they beat the brakes off this dude.
He in the hospital, ain't he?
He walked up out of there, but he did go to the hospital because he was, you know, they mollywopped
him. Sewn up.
They mollywopped him. I ain't going to say, I don't condone violence at all. But, you know, in certain situations, you get what you're going to get.
You reap what you sow. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I don't know nothing about this dude. I don't think I've ever heard one of his songs, but I've seen interviews of him just talking reckless.
Oh, yeah. He talking reckless.
Reckless. I'm like, hey, if you live by it.
Yeah, I'm talking big boy shit. I just find it, they caught him. Somebody caught him. But luckily it's that and not the other situation.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
But yeah, if y'all see the video, man, it's hilarious on how
I ain't seen it.
This guy is following him, talking about, man, I'm a fan. This after he gets beat up.
Oh, Lord.
He turned around. He's just, what's up, man? I'm a fan. He like, man, you let them jump me. He's like, no, man, I ain't jump you. He following them out the club, out the gym.
Was he an actual fan?
I guess
he was in there. He was in there kicking too.
They beat Takashi up right. He behind the wall, and he filming like this, and he going in and out from the wall like he didn't want to be seen. And they gonna beat me up next.
That's damn wrong.
So Takashi get up. He like, and then. You know, guys with hair, he got to move around.
He got to flip his bangs back.
Yeah. He all beat up, and he's like, Takashi, I'm a fan. Takashi like, yeah, what up? He was like, man, I did. Takashi say something about you jumped me. He was like, nah, man, I ain't jumped you, man. I'm a fan. He watching, and as he walking away.
Nah, was them dudes that jumped you.
them man shorts. All the way up here, almost like his balls that just come on out. I mean, oh boy, that's hilarious. I don't condone violence, but he got what he come. And this video guy is hilarious. I know he was like, I'm posting this.
Cause you know it's gonna go viral if it ain't already.
Man, it was hilarious.
Real quick, y'all got my voice back. So the episode last week.
Oh man, cause we
started losing.
About,
started losing my voice. It was gone the next day completely.
God don't like ugly.
It wasn't me. I told you. I was talking about people that worship him, not him. He was like, yeah, I get it.
Let's not bring that up.
Nah, I was going to bring it up. The church. He's sniffing now.
He gonna get him again.
That's these dirty filters.
Oh, man.
I was over here watching. I think it's because you had me laughing.
He gonna get him again. Oh, yeah. But anyway, let me get something off my chest. You got anything to get off your chest?
Go ahead and talk. I'll think about something.
I am sick. This is probably for everybody in the entire world. I am tired of bills, okay? Just paying bills. What brought this to my attention was after my vasectomy, my insurance covered everything.
Yeah.
Right? Y'all, I got my vasectomy. I can't even remember.
No insurance covered it.
Yeah,
my ragged ass insurance didn't cover it at the time.
Well, it didn't cover. It covered the instead of paying whatever I paid like I think $430 something, because it would have been $700 something.
Yeah, that's what mine was.
Yeah, so mine was $430 something.
Anthem Blue Shield didn't cover that shit.
Yeah. Man, I got Anthem Blue Shield.
How'd you get them to pay for yours?
I just gave them my card. But this is what I'm about to, this is what irritated me about the situation. So, and this happened at the dentist as well. The insurance company or the doctor, whoever controls this situation, they charge you extra. They charge you what the insurance company usually doesn't cover, just in case they don't cover it. They already paid. I got a tooth done, and then I got one of my vasectomy done. I said one of my vasectomies, like I got two sets.
How many years?
They charged me $275 extra because insurance usually doesn't cover it, right? Yeah. So I get a I paid them, and then I get a bill from not from the insurance company, from the doctor saying $275, and I was like, I paid you all what I paid y'all. Why are you all sending me this? So the lady says, let me check to see if your insurance covered it. Insurance covered it. I had to then submit. I had to call the insurance company. I had to connect the insurance company with the doctor because I no longer have insurance because, you know, my wife ain't got no job. So I had to call them to say they covered it. And then the doctor's office reimbursed me my money. But that's after they done sent me notices of saying I need to pay this. So I would have paid it. If I didn't ask about it, I would have paid it. And they would have got paid twice. So the lady was basically saying this happens and the patient has to basically figure that out or whatever. I'm paying electrical bills. I'm paying medical bills. I'm paying all these damn
can't pay
bills.
My telephone bills.
And y'all
can't pay
stealing.
My automobile.
These motherfuckers, they stealing from your boy. I got to figure out if you trying to finagle me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way. It happened with my tooth, too. They charged me extra. I'm about to pay it. And I'm like, hold up. I paid $475 for this. Why am I paying an extra $275 or $200 for this thing? Call the insurance, call the people. They're like, oh, yeah, you don't owe us anything. We actually owe you.
But they ain't going to tell you that
up
front.
But they ain't going to tell you, man.
Maybe they covered half. Have my visit. I don't know what, because it's like elective.
Whichever way.
Yeah.
They were trying to get over on you, boy. And these bills are getting on my nerves. Gas bill done went high as hell.
Yeah, gas is high right now.
I have a limit on my account to where if the bill is over $400, do not charge my card or take it out my account.
Mm-hmm.
I get a bill late notice. It's $900. And I'm like, for gas? What's happening? Damn, gas done doubled.
Yeah.
So they then charge my card
like
the
two
last
months
month.
Or whatever, yes. 2-3 months. Yeah.
I'm getting sick of this, man. It's getting
bills don't stop.
It's getting man. It's like I ain't got no more hair to pull. Well, I can get.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of hair to pull out.
Bird,
chest, back,
out.
Arms. where you want to start?
Some bullshit.
Oh, I need some water.
You need some water?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been struggling ever since last week.
Oh,
I've been
man.
Getting through it, though.
You better pray, man.
I do pray.
Oh, okay. All right. You got to mean it, though.
I love God. I do mean it. What you talking about?
Go ahead.
When's the last time you went to church? Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Me too, but I bet I went more recently than you.
But see, it's not that you don't have to go to church. It's only where two or more gather. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? So I wake up in church every day.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you wake up and pray with your family?
Yeah.
Lying ass.
My wife got me covered. She prayed with the babies.
Yeah.
What you talking about? Oh. What you got to get off your chest, man? Or do you have anything?
I ain't got nothing. My whole house been getting, well, started with the kids, the twins. The first one twin got sick.
Mm.
Then that twin got Angel sick. Then slowly the second twin got sick. Angel was still sick. Amar got sick. I was staying away from everybody. Then slowly but surely, Angel got me sick. She coughing all night. I feel her cough breath hitting me all in the face.
Dang.
So it was premeditated, me losing my voice. And now Marcus, my oldest son, he's getting sick, or he's getting over his. Mine is pretty much done. I just, yeah, this air, you know how you feel air hitting the back of your throat?
It's parched. All dry.
And I, you know, I usually by now I've been done drunk like a half gallon of water. I ain't up on my water today yet. But that's off my chest now. Go ahead.
I should have wore a mask today.
That's too late.
Yeah, it's too late now. Definitely too late now. I'm sorry, baby. This man done brought all this anthrax to the thing. All right. Anyway, what's his name? Wiggins? What's his first name?
Andrew
Wiggins. Some basketball player.
Yeah, tell him what happened. You want water?
Yeah, you can give me a water.
Nah, I ain't getting you shit.
Andrew Wiggins, I want to say, he's been missing in action in some NBA games, and everybody's been wondering why. Well, his wife cheated on him, and come to find out, the child he's been raising isn't his. Probably should have did more research, because I don't know how old the child is.
And supposedly it's his best friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the father of the baby is his best friend. Matter of fact, I think I did read or hear that she cheated a while back. This is not like recent type. The baby's a newborn baby. It's a baby he's been.
He's been raising it. But we don't know how old the baby is.
We don't know how old the baby is. And in order to give some type of have some input on this, I need to know the baby's age. All right,
hold up. Yep. Y'all, for some reason, it stopped recording, so we back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you was about to look up the age.
Yeah, so I would have to find the age of these children for me to even give my input.
Man, that don't even matter. Like,
Hold on. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
It don't matter if I love her, then my kids.
Ain't what I was gonna say. I don't give a damn cat. She is 19. Look, okay. You got to get up out of my house.
I was about to just walk out the podcast like,
I can't do this with this boy no more.
Hell no.
I'm gonna love her kid because they mad. I love their mama.
She just made a mistake.
Now I was gonna say No. The age does matter in as far as the relationship between the child and him.
Yes.
I'm saying that relationship.
Okay.
That's going to change. Forever.
Yeah. 2018, the first one was born. The first daughter, it looks like a girl daughter, and the son or daughter, I can't tell in the picture, 2021. So I'm assuming it's the oldest, but either or, it, you know.
Well,
of all, let me state this. We're speaking on if you are in this situation to where you're raising somebody else's child.
Their situation, we don't even know the full story. Yeah. We talking about this particular type of situation, not them.
Because we don't know if this is true or not. Could care less, really, because that's their situation. But what would happen if I woke up this morning and a guy came to my house and was like, bro, that's my baby. Or I got a call saying McKinley isn't your daughter and she's 6 right now. Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
That would be tough.
For me personally, 6 years old, it ain't the child's fault.
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? For me, 6 years old, I probably will still continue to act as the father.
Yeah.
Once the child is old enough, or even then, if I feel like if they could understand it, explain the situation, your mama's a And your daddy ain't shit.
Yeah.
But I'm your father. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it all depends on the age. That's, you know, like I said, those relationships will never be the same again.
Yeah.
I know I don't understand, you know, women are very extremely forgiving. You know, men, it happens with men all the time. They go off and have a baby with somebody else, and women stick around.
That's true.
Especially older generations. I know the, what you call it, the culture was different, you know, where, you know, a man would, you know, back in the day, he'd have a start a whole new family a block away, you know, with no internet or nothing like that. And the woman just had to take it, you know, she didn't have to, but they did take it because they didn't have, you know, system wasn't set up the way it is now. So they weren't treated nearly as fairly as they are today. Technically, women still ain't treated that fairly. But I got uncles that got kids the same age, by their wife and, you know, the other chick.
My uncle, God rest his soul, he was saying back in the day, if you lived three towns, four towns over, and you didn't have a car, usually back then, because my uncle passed, he was like 85, 86. Back then, women didn't drive. Most men, black men, couldn't drive. You was literally walking from town to town, or you had a horse or whatever. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a 20 minute.
It's in Georgia?
This was Monticello, Georgia. Yeah. It was country town.
Yeah.
You walk to the next town, get somebody pregnant and walk back home, ain't nobody gonna know nothing.
Yeah.
That's ain't no cell phone, no footage, no anything. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Like, wherever you laid your hat was your home.
Yeah.
Like that's how it got down.
But yeah, like early on in the child's life, you know, I don't know, even a year, year and a half, 2 years. I'm out.
Deuces.
You know what I'm saying?
He never gonna see.
Yeah,
boy,
your child's two. By the time they're three, they ain't gonna remember me. I ain't gonna say it'd be easy.
I think it'd be easy for me.
What? Anger would probably make it easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming. I don't know. I ain't in this situation. But just from me looking on the outside in on a situation like that, that's a rough one. It goes for women. I don't know. Like, I don't know how women do it.
Survival, I think, because you have, I know somebody personally in my life that their child was raised 10 years. The child was raised thinking his dad was somebody else for 10 years, and then the real dad showed up. And you, when you saw the dad, the real person, the guy that,
the sperm donor.
Yeah, the sperm donor. When you saw this man and the boy,
you knew.
There was no doubt that this guy was the father.
Right.
No doubt. But when you looked at who the lady chose to be the father, who he was as a person was just
better.
Yeah,
you understood.
Better. You wanted this guy to be.
Right.
The guy in the light, and she probably didn't want to lose him because of who he was or whatever. So, you know, women make that decision. I do not want this guy to be the daddy. Yeah. I'd rather this guy be the daddy. I don't think it's done, you know, maliciously.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the time, hey, if I can get away with this, I can get away with it. And that's just, damn, that's just dirty.
That's
real dirty.
And you know what? I can only imagine as a father, knowing this, and that child getting to be, you know, teens, how old they are, 15, 16, 17, and then wanting to build a relationship with their biological father.
Yep.
How much that would, bother me as the person that's been raising this child.
Yep.
And then not knowing, you know, their intentions. And I would understand, I guess, like, of course you want to know who your real daddy is, but fool ain't been here. I've been, you know what I'm saying?
For you.
Yeah. But I could only imagine naturally a child would want to at least know who it is and the type of person they are.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Traits, everything, how you look, you know.
Yeah.
You going to want to know your history.
Yeah, why I feel a certain way about certain things, because all that stuff gets passed on.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, between 1 and 3,
I can. Yeah, we gonna put an age bracket on it.
I can get
between 0 and 3.
Right, I can get up out of there with no ties, yeah. Not even care about what's happening. Dang, baby, you screwed up. I'm out of here.
Yeah,
but
5, 6, 7, maybe 4. Yeah,
maybe 4, because I started playing baseball at 4. Do I remember?
I remember being 4.
What was happening then? I remember little specks or whatever.
Yeah,
but that. I had a 5, 6.
6, definitely.
Where my baby is now, dang, that would be tough to just be like, I'm gone. I'm leaving the mall, period.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be.
Close.
I would be still a father figure, you know, taking her places, doing things with her or whatever.
Because I remember.
But it also depends on who the daddy is. If the dad is like, bro, I didn't know. She didn't let me know.
I
didn't know this was my baby. And it's obvious he's a good guy and he can take care of it. Then it's like, because
that's
okay.
A messed up situation too.
Yeah.
My boy was in a situation like that.
Yeah, if he can do it and it's obvious he can do it financially, emotionally, all that stuff, cool, baby. I'm sorry. I'll be around there now and then.
Yeah.
If it works out that way, but
yeah. At that point, depending on especially the age of the child, it's like, all right, the three of us gonna have a conversation.
Yeah.
How you gonna work this out? Yeah. Like, how we gonna work this out together? Like, my boy was in a situation like that. I think I hope I put that thing back on silent. I think he found out this girl let him know. I think the little girl was like 4 or 5 or something like that. Mm. And he had no idea that she was even pregnant by him.
Dang.
That she done had this baby. Mm. And I think he was trying to be in the child's life, like doing what he could. She wasn't coming at him for child support or nothing. Mm. He was like, how you going to just not? So he fought. And at that point, it was too difficult. So he was like, I'm going to just try to. Because I think he knows her and her people.
Mm.
Like, once the child's a little older, and try to do this again. Because right now, it's just causing a whole bunch of. Like, it's too hectic.
Yeah.
But again, that's what holding around gets you too. go ahead. I was going to say, moving on.
No, I'm saying.
But you done did some holding around. I mean, only with male, but.
Man. Hopefully. The rumors aren't true about this situation because he has 2 kids. Because now you have a younger child that's like the first one could not be yours. The second one could be yours. So now you're like, it's just a sticky situation. But women, if you get pregnant, just out the box, man. Just tell the truth be honest. Hey, I don't know who the daddy is. We got to find this out because I don't want to be 10 years down the line.
Yeah.
It's going to, that'll make brain aneurysm. I'd self-destruct. Anyway, moving on.
Who is it? Is it Jordan Poole?
Jordan Poole, yes.
So.
This is also another situation. We don't know if it's true or not.
We don't care what he's doing. He plays for the Lakers. This is just the headline. So we talking about the situation and, you know, in our lives, not in theirs. Apparently he took this girl out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever she was, Spice.
Spicy, hot Spice? Hot Spice, I believe.
She's a spice girl. Yeah. She's not, but
she look like
I don't know
one.
No spices.
She look like a
that's
spice
the only
girl.
Spices I know.
Yeah.
Took her out on a date. First date, spent $500,000.
$500,000.
Now, to the average American,
$500,000.
To the average person, that's an astronomical amount of money.
Yeah.
But this man, I imagine I don't know what his contract is, but he's been doing well with the Lakers for a while. $500,000 ain't nothing for him. on a date. That's equivalent to me going out on a date, meeting a young lady, meeting Angel, going out, trying to impress her, and spending $500.
But where do you spend $500K? How do you spend that on a date, on one day, first date, 24 hours, because you're not starting the whole day with them.
I'm going to use my imagination.
Yep.
If I had $500,000, mm-hmm. so I got, depending on where we're going, mm-hmm. are we flying there? Mm. Private, you know what I'm saying? Private jet.
That's about 30K.
30K.
Maybe 30K one way.
Well, if it's close.
Okay.
Or a helicopter. You know what I'm saying? Depending on where you're going. Let's go to a secluded place, somewhere nice. Mm-hmm. You not driving nowhere. You're getting chauffeured to and from. Mm-hmm. That's adding up already. That might be 100K right there.
Yeah. The transportation.
Transportation.
Yep.
He might even go as far as to buy her an outfit for, outfit and jewelry for the date.
Okay.
Gifts to go on this date. I'm assuming. I don't know. All right.
Yeah, we just use our
imagination. Yeah, use our imagination. We go into a restaurant. We're going to rent out the restaurant. And to rent out the restaurant, that means we got to compensate them for their other patrons that would have been there that night. Mm-hmm. Because they can't take no losses.
Yep.
The food that we're going to eat. Mm-hmm. And let's say this date started at 1 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You got multiple meals. The right bottle of champagne can cost you $1,500. Mm-hmm. Per glass. Yep. Not even for the bottle. A glass. I've actually had some cognac that was like $700 a glass. I didn't pay for it. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that much at the time. I found out after the fact.
About to shake Tank down. No,
you gonna get. I think I got $5 bill in my wallet. So where we at? We at the restaurant. We at the expensive champagne. We at the food. Buying out the restaurant. Mm. We still got to leave. It could have been multiple meals. I don't know. There's a lot of somebody that I'm assuming is probably making $200-300 million. I'm probably undershooting that by a lot because this dude, he's been showing out here lately. But I'm going to say 230. I'll put him at John Moran's level, even though I know it's undershooting because John Moran just started. He's been in the game for a minute. $230 million. I can only imagine what I would have access to and what I know of then versus what I know of now.
Yeah,
I know of stuff that I do now that I had no idea when I was working my 9-to-5 because I just didn't know about the stuff.
Yeah.
A ring or something, some jewelry, some diamonds to wear. That's another 30,000-40,000.
Yeah. And if you rent out, if it's just you and her at Nobu, and Nobu's like, well, yeah, you have to cover our daily cost, which would probably be 100-something, 200-something.
Oh, easy. Profit.
Profit.
Easy.
We'll take you there.
I was going to say, Nodi, it's customary in California. Mm-hmm. You leave a 20% tip.
Tenfold. That's correct.
If that bill is $1,000, mm-hmm. you're going to put another $200 on top of that. Mm-hmm. So depending on if you buying out the restaurant, for easy math, let's say you had to give them $100,000. Mm-hmm. You got to put 20% on top of that. Yep. Another $20,000, yep, for the tips to pay the people that was going to serve the other people that night.
So we know for a fact transportation, 100K, Nobu, the restaurant, or an expensive restaurant. And if you spent the 100K, you just spent. So that's 220.
All right. So sorry, y'all. It stopped recording again. We don't know what happened. We're going to hurry up and wrap this up so I can figure out what's wrong with this phone. Yep. But yeah, we like already at what, $200,000-300,000, $250,000, $1,000,000. So with that type of money, the possibilities are endless. I could only, like, you brought this to my attention. I didn't even know it. I could only imagine what people are saying, like, oh, why would you spend that much money? Yep. Look, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah.
If you can, simple as that.
If you can afford it, hey.
More power to you.
What's that man, Meek Mills? It's levels.
It's levels to it, absolutely. Yep.
So, Jay-Z would definitely take a girl out to a way better dinner than I would.
Yeah, I think their first date, I don't know, I think he like flew Beyonce to like an island or did something crazy. It was something crazy, yeah. Like when they first started dating, like their first date. But that's the type of stuff you do when you got that kind of money. If I'm the level that I'm at now, and Angel's at the level that she at when we versus where we were when we mm-hmm. first started, it's like completely different.
Yeah.
Bro, you give me some millions, and it's a female that I like, and it ain't gonna hurt my pockets.
Yeah.
Bro, we going dumb crazy on some just on some frivolous stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anyway.
Yeah. I was gonna say Goose was when him and Mel was dating, he was giving them money to go out clubbing.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I did. It wasn't that much, but I was giving away.
Yeah, it was too.
Just giving them money.
Yeah, it was too.
It wasn't 500K.
Nah.
It wasn't that. You want to check that before we keep going?
Yeah, let me angle it.
No, I'm saying the it done died, right? The screen ain't on?
Nah, I can see the reflection, though.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah, that's how, okay. That's how ghetto this is right now. Okay. I'm looking at the reflection of the phone in my computer that's not on. Anyway.
The phone.
The phone, is that what I said? Yeah. The reflection of the phone.
To wrap this up, though, we're going to talk about this man, Scottie Pippen, balls deep. Four times a day.
According to her.
For 23 years straight.
Right.
Didn't miss a day for 23
years. That's bullshit. I don't believe it. First of all, not even, all right, I'm just talking like anatomy, period, anything. Again, we don't know what she's considering sex. Mm. Like, what are they actually considering sex? Even if you going in the back door, like, yes, first of all, anything you know how you build up calloused on your hands?
Yep.
By doing the same thing over and over.
Yep.
That will happen to both of them. That much friction, that often, something's not gonna be right.
I think I have a high sex drive. There's
same here.
There's no way I'm having sex four times a day consecutively for a week.
Four times a day. Like, is there ejaculation happening? Is it full erection happening?
Men are not even. If here we go, giving if she's considered was head is sex fellatio. If I'm getting head every day, once or twice a day. The second time, it would probably have to be like, I would have to be on a very light diet to where my food, I'm not getting bloated. There's nothing, like, yeah. I'm just a sex machine. Like, this is what's happening. Head every day.
Her jaw is not working anymore.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
Nah. And the man is not up to it.
Listen. Like Goose, I feel like I have a pretty high sex drive, especially when we go on vacation. That's when me and Angel get it in the absolute most, multiple times a day, usually throughout the vacation. By that third or fourth day, I am sore.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Muscles down there, everything is sore.
Yeah.
And thank God, I done pleased her to the point to where she's like, no, we can take a break today. Oh.
Yeah.
Whew, I'm so glad to hear that.
Thank you, Lord.
Like, this not happening.
I'm thinking back 21, 22, fresh out the box.
And that's when you at your peak.
Yeah, and the girl's at her peak.
Yeah.
Four times a day for a week.
A week.
It's not happening.
If you on another level, I give it 2 weeks, four times a day.
It's not happening. I know at that time, I mean, Scottie Pippen was Scottie Pippen, so he probably had nothing but time on his hands.
He didn't.
To do whatever he wanted to
do. That boy
do.
Got practice. He got brand deals. He got a whole season he's doing.
That's true, man.
He on the road. He traveling across country every week. Playoffs? First of all, you assisting Michael Jordan. You know you need the energy to assist Michael Jordan.
That man was depleted, boy. That's probably why he couldn't be Michael Jordan. He had no energy.
It all out.
Mike, take over.
I don't believe. For 23 years, nonstop. That's Monday through Sunday.
Yeah. I think.
Nah.
Four times a day, as much as we. Our goal is four times a day. We hit it sometimes. Sometimes we don't.
That's believable. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's a lot, but yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. So first thing in the morning, knock it out. Boom. Lunch, knock it out. Dinner, knock it out. Then late night, knock it out.
You first, and like again, you can't be, you not, a man does not, the human body does not produce that much semen. Mm. Granted, I don't know. Every time I orgasm, something comes out. So I don't know if it's nothing at that point. I don't know. Yeah.
Shoot.
That's a whole nother level
you
of
anatomy. Me on my anatomy. Third round, it's baby powder. Poof. That's what's coming.
Third round, yeah, you might get just a little bit. That second day, there's nothing.
It's just a puff of smoke. It's that that LeBron James.
That's all it is. Like you're there powdering the thighs. Like, what happened, y'all?
White sugar on your pancake.
He was like, I'm dry. This water.
That's it. You ate 2 to 3 years of that. That's wild. And how many kids they got?
We cutting it back. A month. I don't believe it.
Yeah. How many children he got, you know?
I don't.
To do it as many times as they talking about he did it, this dude had to have about 15.
Nah, he had nothing in him.
Yeah.
I think it was a big exaggeration. There's no, like, again, what are y'all considering sex?
Man, 23. Now, at my age now, I'd be like, woo! I'd be hyperventilating.
Look, y'all know I hate PDA, public displays of affection. Mm-hmm. But I kiss my wife a lot. I don't even kiss my wife sometimes, some weeks, four times a day.
Like, that's true.
Come on.
Knocking it out like that.
As affectionate as I am to her, I don't believe it. And I ain't saying I don't believe it because I'm not capable of doing it. I don't believe it because I don't think the human body. I don't understand. Yeah, again, I would need to understand what she's considering sex.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it would have to be, for a person like that, it would have to be like every sensation. As soon as he felt the sensation, she come knock him off right fast. And it wasn't about pleasing her.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Knocking them all right fast. All right, cool. I bust. I'm good. I'm gone. Knocking them all right fast. Boop. You know what I'm saying? But it couldn't be no stroking.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ain't stroking no four times a day.
That man would have been.
You ain't stroking no four times a day for a week.
Woo. Yo,
I'm talking about 7 days. Full stroking.
He ripped up.
Not what I'd be considering stroking.
I'd be out there competing in bodybuilding contests.
You already know.
Yeah. He was like, what's your workout resume? Four times a day, pounding them cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's go on and end this before this thing cut off again, if it ain't already off.
It might.
Gonna cut off four times. Go ahead, Goose. Let them know where they can find you.
Hey, you can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY. YouTube, Building with Goose, and you can buy my merch at reppedmerch.com. They're selling out, so I got to re-back up, not knowing when that's going to be, but if you want one, crew neck, go and get yours now before they're all gone.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ed on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ed on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, and y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. Mm-hmm. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And the scented version is now available, so you can get that scented version. Want to smell good. The non-scented version has a nice little smell to it, too, but I actually induce this with some nice fragrance for you.
Check it out.
Make sure you like, subscribe, share, comment, and all that. And if you're listening, You can watch this on YouTube at Tanksley TV. And if you're watching, you can listen to it across all streaming platforms where you can find podcasts.
Need your support.
Yeah. So, y'all have a good one, fam. We holler back at y'all.
Timbo.